Pledge allegiance, as it is about 3:03 on Thursday, September 2nd, 2021, in the study session.
We have to move that thing. Sorry, I cannot get it out of this, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Larry, would you give us the honor of a prayer?
No problem. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today, to be able to consider the matters before the board. We're thankful for the many blessings we've received with thy hand, and especially for the moisture we've received recently. And ask thee to be with us today that we can consider the matters before us and be inspired to make the decisions we need to forward the interests of the board. And we ask thee to continue to bless us with those things which we are in need of. And ask these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, let's do a roll call. Alan, you want to start us off?
Can you hear Alice?
Alan, can you hear us? Well, okay, well, George, would you like to start us off?
George Gorkowski, present. Okay.
It's Tammy Albright, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Definitely need Alan to say he's present to establish a quorum. Alan?
Is the technology right, David?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering.
His microphone is on.
I think our end is right.
Is ours not on?
Riley, can you hear us?
Riley's mine.
Riley's muted.
A little red microphone. I think it tells me that.
Is the speakers all on?
No, all that's this guy.
Are the speakers on?
Volume's up.
Alan, can you hear us?
Linda, are you there?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Huh. This should be green, huh?
Bring the expert.
It should be. So this means that it's muted.
Yeah.
Now it's unmuted.
Alan, can you hear us?
Volume up all the way.
Nice, turned up.
Alan, can you hear us? Well, let it be noted that we think Alan Kleinman is online and present.
We had this problem the other day.
Yeah. Okay.
Our stuff's working.
There's Linda.
Alan.
Riley, can
yeah,
you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I can hear you guys great.
Okay.
The audio is working fine, at least on my end.
Okay, we can hear you clear now.
The culprit again.
Again?
Okay, well.
She muted herself.
We'll consider and discuss discussion of general and unscheduled comments from the public. If we have anybody who wishes to speak, I believe there are some blue cards in the back. If you could fill them out and hand them to the secretary, remarks should be limited to 3 minutes unless additional time is needed. So if anybody has any, okay, let's go on to the first item, Ponderosa Water Company update from ADEQ.
Linda, you on?
Okay. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, does everyone have a copy of the handout, just a fact sheet?
Yes.
Okay, I think Sharon may have put together a little memo. It seems like we've been working on this project a long time. I think a year ago, October, we did a study session such as this, and then in November of 2020, the previous board did approve the installation of the interconnect between Pine Strawberry and Ponderosa's distribution system. We've had some issues with procurement, trying to get a contractor on board, that's why it kind of dragged out this long. But we feel like we're in pretty good shape, but we wanted to manage and present it to the new board. So again, the purpose is, there's like two parts to it. Short term, we'd like to provide Ponderosa water customers with good water from Pine Strawberry. To do that, Ponderosa Water needs to get a tariff through the Arizona Corporation Commission. And to do that, we need to have meters on all of the customers. So the first step is to have a contractor install meters in the 45 to 49 customers on Ponderosa Water. And then if you all approve, and we get approval to construct, we would do the intertie, the interconnect between the two water systems. The point of connection is there on Dan's Highway, about, I don't know, 4 miles up Dan's Highway from Fossil Creek Road. Any questions so far?
No.
So I think the question was, how is this being funded? This phase one, the meters and the interconnect, Ponderosa Water has received a grant from WIPA. It's through DEQ, but anyways. And they've entered a grant agreement with WIPA. It's a reimbursement grant, so as invoices come in from the contractor, Albert will submit those to WIPA to get paid. So it's totally paid for. The long-term solution would be to change out the entire distribution system and service lines on ROSA. That's going to be a number of years in the future, and under we have to go through another rate case to do all that. Right now, all we're trying to do is get the good water and clear out those lines over time. So we'll be at this point. We've received an acceptable bid through the state's job order contracting. WIPA has signed a grant agreement with Ponderosa Water. Ponderosa is entering into a contract with the contractor, which is the S.J. Anderson Company out of Mesa. Yesterday I was told that they can mobilize in 7 to 10 days after receiving a signed contract. Again, this is to do the meters. And then I think the same time frame, again, based on the board approving us going ahead with the interconnect, once we get the approval to construct through our engineering group, they could start the construction of that within 7 to 10 days. Once the meters are installed, we need the Ponderosa customers to use water so that we have a better idea of what their daily demand is. Then what Ponderosa has to do is go to the Corporation Commission to get an emergency tariff to pay for the cost difference between what he charges his customers today and what the real cost of water from Pine Strawberry is going to be. Obviously, we can't turn on the interconnect until we know he's got the money to pay you. So that's going to be a several-month process. Nothing at ACC is quick, but they really can do these emergency rate cases in about 30 to 45 days. But the key is we need people to start using water so we know what their real demand is. I think that's kind of where we're at, unless there's any questions. We understand you're under a moratorium. The previous board had approved it prior to the moratorium, but we understand things have gotten worse. If I had to guess, we probably aren't going to be in a position to even turn on the interconnect until close to the end of the calendar year, because we need a couple of months of water usage. We need probably to go through the ACC process. So, you know, we're looking at Thanksgiving for the end of the year before it's even ready, but I don't know where you're going to be as far as your water availability and demands and things like that. So, I'm open to any questions.
Anybody have any questions or comments?
Hey, Linda, this is Steve. Just shaking my memory loose. Didn't we come to an agreement of $15 per 1,000 gallons with Pine Strawberry Water District and Ponderosa Water?
You know, I have to go back to my notes. I have notes on all those calls we had, and Brian's notes on some of those calls. I have to go back and look. I think there were some numbers discussed, but that was like a year ago.
I can answer that, because I worked on the agreement when Albert came in. Mm-hmm. The agreement that the previous district manager had done had some items in it that we removed from it, minimums and that type of stuff. And yes, it is $15 a 1,000 gallons. Yeah.
And that would potentially still hold true through
That's still our top water rate.
Thanks.
So, we need a motion on this, or we just will have it in our regular meeting?
In the regular meeting.
Okay. Anybody have any comments to make on this? Since we
Ellen,
have,
are you
now
on
have
the
a
line?
Moratorium.
Ellen?
He must be muted on his end because he's showing on there.
Could you even call me?
I can hear everything you're saying.
Oh, here we go. We got you now.
Did you have any comments, Alan?
Hey, David. If you turn out the owl and have the computer down, you won't get the back beat. Right on the bottom of the owl by your left hand is a plus thing. And then get the speaker down on your computer and you'll eliminate
the. Then we'll cut off the out.
Should not.
Testing 1, 2. Testing.
Can everyone hear us?
I can hear you.
David, you came on after we had already kind of approved this and stuff, but now with the moratorium, do you have any concerns with this?
Not right now, because the bottom line is we're not going to turn on the water until we're ready.
Okay, so I'm all in favor with moving forward, but I mean, I want to make sure that we have the capacity to serve you.
That's what it comes down to.
So I'm a little concerned about that.
Hopefully the rate case gives us some data for that.
So.
Usage data.
So Riley, are you on?
Yep, I'm here.
So if we agree, Riley, to let them move forward at this point, or are we under any sort of obligation if we can't provide water this year? I mean, is it okay for us to do that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're just looking to know if they want to move forward, I guess that's ultimately their prerogative because of the grant limitations and other things they have that they need to worry about. I don't want to hold them up. But as David mentioned, I mean, we're stuck where we're at with the current moratorium conditions. So if we can give them water next year, that's just the way it's going to be. Hopefully we can. I think everybody wants the moratorium to end, obviously. So, but yeah, we're not going to get in any fine. I mean, if we can't give them water we don't have, then that's just the way it's going to be.
Okay.
But I don't want to, again, like I said, I don't want them waiting around for us because they might have things they need to do, it sounds like, to use this grant, which is a good deal for them.
Right. So do we actually have to have a motion of any type tonight?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not thinking so either, but it has nothing to do with us.
Oh. Well, it does.
There was a motion by the previous board in November of 2020. That can stand, I suppose. Sharon, is that correct? There was a motion last year
in
November?
Yes, there was a motion in the November 13th special meeting that we had, and the district did approve the interconnect, only the interconnect at that time, to not be turned down until all the other steps were met. the meter speed going in and the tariff being received, that water would not be turned on until all the steps were taken.
And that's still the plan.
Well, the board, I'm not on the board anymore, so they need to talk about it.
No, I'm sorry, the plan is still put the meters in, get the tariff in place. That's all I meant.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
If we're referring to a prior agreement, you know, from a while back, this time around, because of the moratorium we have in existence, will there be a statement that this is subject to water availability? I personally think that should be in there. Thank you.
So it sounds like I'm going to make a motion that we...
In study session, you don't do any voting.
We don't do that until the open meeting. My comment is, we're taking the cart before the horse again. Do we have an agreement that we will actually be paid for the water when we're able to supply it?
We have a draft agreement that was sent to ADEQ in Riley last fall, and to Alan and I. Were you here, Steve?
I was not.
You weren't here.
Not at that time.
Alan and I, and I believe Bob was here, and we met with you, and we made changes to that draft agreement, but the draft agreement has never gone anywhere.
But we don't have a signed agreement at this point.
No, we do not.
So we don't have any guarantee of payment at this point.
Correct.
I thought I signed it.
No.
I did not?
No. It was sent to you and to ADEQ for approval. You came in and met with us. I made the modifications to it, gave you a copy of it, and then that was it. It was never signed. It was never approved by the board. So you wouldn't have signed it, and the board didn't sign it.
So can I ask some questions?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming, my name is George, I've never met you, but I'm assuming you're the legal entity owner of Ponderosa.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're the legal entity. When we eventually do provide water, will he be the person that still has the contractual legal identity to that, or is it going to be the individual owners of the meters?
Ponderosa Water.
Yeah. So Ponderosa Water Company is not going away?
No.
Okay, that's the question. Because if he was dissolving it at any point afterwards, then of course the contract is no longer voting, you know. Good.
The interconnect will have a meter on it, and it will be metered, and the district will bill Ponderosa Water for all of the water used during that month. It will be up to Ponderosa to pay the district for the water, not any of the individual residents.
So is the plan to just have one meter for all water that goes in there and we just charge it?
At this time,
okay,
yes.
So we only have to read one. So that was my other concern, is if we have to go and read all the meters, that's additional manpower. We don't want to have that.
No, that's what they have to do.
A meter and a backflow.
And part of that discussion, if I can, included a gift by Ponderosa Water District of the meters to install.
PSW.
The old ones that he had on the shelf.
Yeah, our district.
That would be the only other thing to add.
Yeah. Linda, did you have something?
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say, and maybe this is for another day, there was discussion last year, long-term, once the distribution system is changed out and the service lines, the district had expressed, maybe not expressed a willingness to take on Ponderosa as customers, but they wanted the system redone. You didn't want to accept any liability for, you know, the older pipes and things like that. So it's going to be a master meter that will remain a water system, at least for the short term.
Correct. I don't believe we have a term on that in the agreement. I would have to look again. But I know that it was not intended to be permanent.
Okay. Any other discussion on this item?
My understanding was that we had a 6-month term on that agreement.
That was in the agreement that the district manager brought to us. I don't know if we modified that. I would have to look at the modified agreement, right. But it needs to be modified again, reviewed by our attorney, and all of that type of stuff before we could ever sign an agreement. The board needs to agree. Okay.
As I brought up before, aren't we taking cart before the horse? We don't have an agreement, we don't have an interconnect, and if we don't have an agreement to be paid for it, we don't need an interconnect, so.
That's all up to the board, so that's their decision.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't, I.
They're paying for that interconnect, so.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about us having the capacity. I don't mind you guys moving forward with phase one. I'm concerned about the interconnect cannot be, the agreement can't happen and the interconnect can't happen until we know we have the capacity and an agreement is signed. That's my viewpoint on it.
Well, and in relation to this, the rate study that I'm having, Barry, that USDA's request and the bank's request has now been delayed. And we won't have the rate study information until the first of the year. And the earliest we would be able to implement anything in the rate study would be March 1st. The rate study will tell us how much water we need to provide for each individual meter that there is, and it will deal with how much capacity we need to do that.
Well, so that's the information we need.
That's the information we need, which we do not have.
Anything else?
Is there, I'm going to ask this question to you since you're, is there any concern that after we do connect the interconnect, because of the old pipes and everything, that there still be poor quality water? I mean, if we go through all this and all the pipes are bad, then they're still not going to have good water.
Actually, Linda might want to chime in on this. They did come out and sample our water for that very same reason, to make sure that we're not too acidic. We don't have results for that yet, but we should be fine. I expect us to be just fine.
Well, and there's been a number of, I don't know how many, but there's been several homes that have already hooked up to your water, and what we're told is over time, those lines clear, and they're getting good water. But as Dave said, we're just making sure that the two different water qualities aren't going to create any issues. And we're also installing a couple of flushing valves at the end of each of the roadways so that we can do some, so that on the roads I can do some ongoing flushing to just get those lines cleared out as fast as possible.
Linda, isn't it true that those Ponderosa customers that have hooked up to Pine Strawberry have new service lines and stuff going to their house? It's only their house situation, pipes and stuff, that have cleared up? That's my understanding.
That's my understanding. I don't know if they have new service lines. Stephen Albert may know the answer to that. But over a number of weeks, we're told that the water cleared up.
But they have new service lines. His current residents are not going to have new service lines for this water to go into.
Yeah.
So they may not have the quality that the other customers are getting, like we're getting, because of those lines.
I would suggest that when we sign, put in the final contract terms, that we put in that if there's water quality issues, we will only be responsible for what goes in on our main meter. Any water quality issues beyond that,
right,
we're not going to be responsible for.
Right.
That's legit. Yeah, that's good.
Well, and I think you guys are working on getting some other grant for the new lines and stuff like that too, right?
Yes.
That's what I said. Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
In response to Larry's question, I think everything's been approved and agreed upon, except even the price of the water, and that's been verbally agreed upon. We just haven't had a contract to sign yet on. But that's the only thing that even it's been all been approved by both sides. It just hasn't been signed.
That and that contract is with the understanding that you go to the ACC and you get your rate increases, you get the meters
Correct.
Put in and all that stuff.
Correct.
So there won't be a contract until the district knows that all of that is in place. Because quite frankly, you can't afford the water based on the revenue that you get now.
And I'm not sure that if we don't have any kind of time frame of when this is going to happen, I don't know that verbal agreements will stand on rate amounts. I mean, if our rate increase changes next year before we do this, I mean, look at, now we have a moratorium. I mean, that's all going to be looked at when we're ready to make the deal. So in my opinion.
Well, Linda already thinks it's going to be towards the end of the year before any of this stuff is even done, so there's some time still.
Yeah. Okay.
So again, we need customers to use water for a month or two so that Albert can then go to ACC. That'll take 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm thinking, you know, late October into November, hopefully they'll have the tariff in place. Well, no, we're already in September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
How about January or February?
Yeah,
year?
March.
Yeah, year's year.
Who
knows?
If I may.
When did that happen?
Point of clarification. It's verbally agreed on. A lot of discussions have taken place with ACC and ADEQ about what we're kicking around and putting on paper and making it formal.
Right.
So everybody's in agreement. And mm-hmm. when we last met with the last board, there was an agreement to move towards this, and that's why we approached for grant money and loan money with WIF and so on. Albert's got that money lined up, and you guys have agreed to the meters. ACC's agreed to emergency rate case. So the concern that it's not lined up, it is. That just some things have to take place, and even the agreement to go ahead and build the interconnect and just put a lock and key on it that you guys control until everything's ready on your side was agreed to. And so I'm concerned that maybe it's going to stall. Or what can we do to keep it moving forward? I guess that's the best way to put it.
I'm the only one here, I guess, that's been involved in the most.
Larry was too, I believe.
Well, Larry was some, but he wasn't involved in a lot of the phone conversations and the meeting that we had with Albert when we were reviewing the agreement and that stuff. So, no, the only reason I mentioned to Linda that it was a prior board that approved that, and now the district is in a moratorium. So mm-hmm. that's what's causing this meeting.
Okay.
And a relook at whether or not the new board is going to consider this, the old approval still good, and
well,
that type of stuff.
The reason I bring it up, Sharon, is because part of this contract with SJ Anderson is not only to put in the meters, but also put in a cross-connect.
Right, right.
And so if it's there and it sits for a month until your moratorium, or 6 months, that's all going to be hashed out based on what I guess David
right.
and you guys have determined. But otherwise the funding just, I guess, evaporates, you know, and we'd hate to lose that.
No.
Right, that's why I said, I mean, I think we're all still looking at doing this. It's just we want to make sure we have the capacity to give it to
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
So
no,
it's the moratorium I'm concerned about. I think you should move forward or you're going to lose your funding.
Okay.
And that part should be done. So.
So I guess I'm kind of stepping out a little bit. The only thing that would be required in the relatively near future would be David's folks monitoring, overseeing your side of it on the interconnect.
Oh, yeah.
There was just a piping come from that dead end valve, and just make sure you have control of the supply valve and the meter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Because the only reason I'm asking is because I'll probably be helping Albert a little bit in some of this. He may not be available one day, I will be the next, that type of thing. So, thanks.
Okay. If there's nothing else on that one, we'll go to number 7, USDA Phase 2 Project List Review. This is Sharon.
Thank you. Okay, we're working on continuing to work on the second phase of USDA projects based on their priority determined by staff and the general manager. During the study session, the projects will be discussed with questions and answers. The same information will be presented during the board meeting for further discussion of possible approval of the project for phase 2 of the USDA funding. As listed at the bottom of page 2, you will see the remaining funding is just over $1.4 million. The engineering costs are coming in quite a bit higher than what was in the PER, and it's anticipated with what's happened with construction that the construction costs are also going to be higher than estimated. So with regards to the phase 2 projects, the following engineering firms have been selected and need to be approved. Contracts need to be approved in the regular board meeting for these three companies for engineering contracts. If we go back to the back pages on the spreadsheet that I have attached, the phase 2 projects are the ones that are in red. And portals 1, 2, and 3 is a high priority. Strawberry View 1 and 2 is also a high priority, but there's a lot of breaks. Phase 1, 2, and 3 is because the water lines are in with the gas lines and the power lines, and we need to get the water lines out of those trenches because it's very harmful to staff and other people when they have to dig into these trenches with these other utilities in there. So we would just abandon the water line that's in there and put all new water line in, which is what we really do on all of the projects. We abandon whatever is there and just put new water line in. The other project is the tank at Milk Ranch. We'd still like to put that in. The system-wide SCADA system needs to definitely go in. And then the deep well in Strawberry is the last project. This schedule is very, very large. When it was put together for USDA, they told us to put in everything that we hoped and dreamed that we could do, but we can't afford. So with these projects, the first phase is just a little over $5 million. These are $12 million. And along with the $6.3 million, that is other costs not related to construction, we're at 23,614,450 of our $25 million funding. That leaves us $1,000,004, which I believe at this point we should leave uncommitted for costs that we don't know that are going to happen when we start breaking into ground to do these projects. All of the other projects that are on here that have a phase number, we have projects 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 are all in process and engineering right now. The engineering on those should be done at least probably by November 1st, maybe December 1st, at which time we'd have plans and specs to go out and bid some of those projects. Hopefully they'll be combining some of the projects, because that way you can get a bigger contractor up here and keep the costs down. So that's all we're looking for now, is to for the board to approve in the regular board meeting these three contracts, not to exceed the amounts that are in the PER. They're not over the PER amounts, so that those companies can start on engineering for the next phase of projects.
I'd like to say I've sat in on all the meetings, and David made a pretty good case for the top five, and the cost benefit seems to be the right choices at this point.
Anybody have any questions on all of this?
Madam Chair. Thank you. These three companies have been vetted. We've gone through some scopes. We asked for authorization so we could get real serious on the final scopes and fees and things like that. As Sharon indicated, prices are higher than anybody anticipated in engineering as well as projects. And so if we get authorization to get into the final contract phase with these limits by the board, then we would sit down with each of these companies, finalize the scope and fee, get their USDA approved contract form and format finalized, and then we would come back for the chair and another executive to sign the actual contract. I'm a little concerned about the cost associated with the portals 1, 2, and 3, both the engineering and the construction. But we believe that we can
Very good.
we believe we can enter into a final agreement with Baker as the engineer of record and get satisfactory pricing. If anything changes from that, we would, of course, come back
to the board. By me, that is Steve.
If you can authorize that to go on to the board meeting, then the board can authorize it, we can keep things moving on.
So if I understand it right, what we have the funding for is just the top five projects right now.
I'm sorry.
If I understand it right, what we have the funding for is just the top five projects right now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye. That was Alan. He just wanted to tell me he agreed with everything I just presented on the USDA. He said he can hear us, but apparently we can't hear him.
Oh. Okay. Any other questions on this item? Then Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn the study session.
I make a motion to adjourn the study session.
I second it.
Okay. Motion carried and meeting adjourned.